Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Educational Minnesota Professional Organization and the Fairfax Education Association. We appreciate their support. Joining me by phone from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Cut to the Chase Radio, Jim Chase. Jim, welcome back.
Scaramucci. Scaramucci to you, Charles.
Yeah, Scaramucci at you, too. So.
I want to use that word, and it's, you know, we only had 10 days with it. I'm just so disappointed, Charles. So I just use it wherever I can, you know.
You can always talk about
many. I just use it every, come back from every break. I use it up until I'm retired of it.
Yeah, I'm already there, Jim. Sorry. But you can call people Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, you know, that's got a broader appeal.
It does.
Yeah. So. Speaking of broader appeal, roads without potholes. I like those.
Yeah. I don't know how bad it gets in Pennsylvania.
Not as bad as Michigan.
No. We are the pothole capital of North America, I think, at least the United States. You lived here for a while, and they're bad. You know, you can lose a Volkswagen in some of these potholes around here.
Yeah, you know,
sarcastic, too. They get so sarcastic about it, they put potted plants in them because they get ignored. And I think they should put, not potted plants, but pot in them, and then they would get more attention for sure.
Yeah, they would get more attention if you say, you know, go ahead, grab some leaves, toss some dirt in, and, you know, we're yeah. No, I don't think that's going to fix the problem. Although, you know, my mother used to famously say that we should grind up the politicians and put them in the potholes, but I'm not sure about the durability of that.
It gets their attention for sure.
Yeah, especially if you start walking around with, you know, those little hand grinders that you clamp onto the kitchen table. But what is going on with your governor in Michigan? Are they planning on fixing any of those great gorges?
Well, that's a really good question, Charles. You know, we keep going back and forth. We'll get State Rep when he brings back on here next couple of weeks, probably again, before they go back in session. And usually at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, she's back at work. And it takes quite a bit for me to talk her to leave the session she's in so we can talk to the Union Edge. And she's willing to do that off and on. But they seem to want to go in the direction of more taxes and gas taxes and stuff. They will not approach taxing the wealthy to get it done. This governor, Governor Snyder, and we've been talking about this for years, how they handled the Flint water thing and the Detroit Public Schools thing. Roads are still a mess. And we do get some orange barrels up, and it's happening here and there, but I think that's just their general maintenance, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just... you know, and that's a pain in the butt too. But we got to quit whining about it when that means they're actually fixing some roads.
Yeah.
But are you looking at this as probably going to be just a state by state problem, or the infrastructure at the federal level?
Well, I'm not convinced that the Trump infrastructure plan is really appropriate for anybody but the major corporations that are going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
Some of the things they're talking about is well, you foot the major corporations foot the bill for doing the infrastructure repair. We'll give you tax breaks. You don't have to hire union people. And, you know, I think the next thing is then you can put up your own toll booths.
Yeah.
You know, so if we're not hiring local people to do this, You know, Lord knows President Trump has hired undocumented workers from Poland and elsewhere to work on his infrastructure projects for his buildings and such. We don't know who, if we're not required to pay a prevailing wage, is going to be doing these infrastructure projects. And quite frankly, the tax breaks that I heard for these corporations are pretty lucrative. And, you know, if they get to put up a toll booth at, you know, every mile, those corporations probably aren't going to be doing too bad.
So that does look like what the plan will end up being if they ever get to it. I mean, that's why I guess it's hard to get excited about anything this guy does, period. But something that would have been, which would draw support from Democrats, of course, is infrastructure. But the way you just described it, doing big tax breaks and favors for their buddies, I think it's going to mess it all up.
I agree. We've got a perfectly good partnership between the private sector, the signatory contractors, and the building trades.
Okay.
You know, and that's how we did it to start. That's how we got the interstate highway system. And it worked well. I mean, local people got paid decent wages.
Right.
Local businesses made money, and they bid on contracts, and local banks lent them the money. And quite frankly, that's a good way of doing business. This idea that we don't know who these people are, we don't know where they live, we don't know where they're going to pay taxes, and the huge corporate tax breaks that will go along with it, that's just not making a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's back to the one percenter buddy system.
Yeah, well, you know, and Jim, I got to tell you, you know, some of these private prisons, they're making work mandatory. So, you know, if you get popped for a DUI, there you are on a chain gang working for 12 cents an hour. Putting road base down.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen this kind of thing before. And
absolutely, yep.
So I'm not convinced that Donald Trump's plan is where we want to be.
Well, I don't either, but I'm finding it, I don't see many of his constituents, or not constituents, but Republicans bailing out on him. I mean, it's easy to see through so many things that he's doing now, and though they may be somewhat remorseful that he won, they're not because they're all Republicans, and they're, I don't know, I guess they got to play it as wait and see. But we can all see what's going on.
No, I agree with you. We can see what's going on. The long and short of this is you know, I got to tell you, Jim, with the disapproval rate at 61% in polling, more and more senators and more congressmen are looking at 2018 and 2020 saying to themselves, you know, if this guy gets much more underwater, I'm going to have to distance myself from him. And quite frankly, many of those senators that voted for Trump Care or pulling back on the Affordable Care Act were doing so holding their noses. It took a real leader to be the final death nail on that, John McCain. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that oh yeah, I don't like people that get captured, played through John McCain's mind too.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jim, I'm more and more, I think we're seeing politicians just allow that gap between themselves and the president to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I'm finding it's a very interesting chess game, because when do you bail out on this guy? like you said, the 2018 midterms are going to be very interesting.
And of course,
all these people want their jobs.
Yeah, well, you know, when he goes and tries to pardon Flynn or Manafort or Joe Arpaio, I think that's gonna send a message to a lot of our friends that that ship is has left town.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, hey, Jim, we're gonna take a short break. We'll come back and we will talk some more. Okay. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
These are hard times for America's gold miners who are scrambling to get ahead but seeing their pay dropping. Take Bob Mercer, who's been a top miner for years, but last year even Bob was down. He pulled in only $125 million in pay. Can you feel Bob's pain? Well, these are not your normal miners. They are hedge fund managers digging for gold in the wonderland of Wall Street. Indeed, if you divided Mercer's pay in his bad year among 1,000 miners doing honest work, each would consider it a fabulous year. Nonetheless, hedge funds are almost literally gold mines, although they require no heavy lifting by the soft-handed, Gucci-wearing managers who work them. These gold diggers are basically nothing but speculators, drawing billions of dollars from the uber-rich by promising that they will deliver fabulous profits for them. But the scam is that Mercer and his fellow diggers get paid whether they deliver or not. Their cushy setup, known as 2 and 20, works like this. One, right off the top, they take 2% of the money put up by each wealthy client, which hedge fund whizzes like Mercer keep even if the investments they make are losers. Two, if their speculative bets do pay off, they pocket 20% of all profits. And three, hedge fund lobbyists have rigged our nation's tax code so these Wall Street miners pay a fraction of the tax rate that real mine workers pay. This is Jim Hightower saying, last year, the 25 best-paid hedge fund operators totaled a staggering $11 billion in personal pay, even though nearly half of them performed poorly. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, who promised to close that special hedge fund tax break, is now promising to give an even bigger break to them. Guess who was one of Trump's most generous funders last year? Bob Mercer.
The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 66, works with builders and contractors to build a better community. Local 66's tradesmen and women have received the specialty training needed to meet the complex challenges of any project, making them the most capable workforce in the region. From schools, highways, and pipeline projects to casinos and arenas, the operating engineers build any job, large or small. For over 100 years, Local 66 has provided superior service that our community can count on. They are your one-stop resource for qualified and productive operating engineers and heavy equipment mechanics. To learn more about the benefits of organized labor and more information about the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, go to www.iuoe66.org. That's www.iuoe66.org.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by AppletreeMediaWorks.com and the AFA-CWA, and we appreciate their support. Joining me today, we've got Jim Chase of Cut to the Chase Radio out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jim, welcome back.
Scaramucci to you, Charles.
You insult me again. That's So, Jim, I got a question for you. You know, we talked a little bit about infrastructure, but what is your take on the Justice Department going after a website that was put up to try and get the names of the people that participated in the January anti-Trump protest?
The January anti-Trump protest.
In D.C.
Oh. Well, what's more of a specific question than that? What do you mean?
Well, the Justice Department is asking for all the IP addresses that people use to get to it. They're looking for these people's ID because they were making arrangements to go protest the president.
Well, and that's interesting just because of the protests that are going on now, all the the hate and fear stuff going on. The way you're talking about is, in fact, infringement on their voting information, and another way of
not their voting information, just their identity.
Identity.
To find out who these people are that yeah. went to Washington D.C. and protested.
Then stop them, suppress them from voting in.
Suppress them in any way, I don't know, but just the government having that information. I mean, has the government sent the Stormer a demand to know who all their members are? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, yeah. That's just another infringement. I mean, the most latest things going on seems to be amped up even more. You know, and getting back to the 2018 thing, And legislators going along with this sort of thing, I'm finding it very interesting. Like if they got off the Trump train now, it'd be interesting what would happen to him. If they ride this thing out until he goes down, that might be too late. Or if Trump actually makes it another 10 or 11 months, which I would predict that he won't, the timing of that may be devastating for conservatives for 2018. Yeah, I don't see anything positive coming out of this thing other than maybe flipping the whole legislature because the not getting anything done and the remnants that he shows of getting something done, like infrastructure, is terrible too. Except for the very top corporations or the 1 or 2 or 3 percenters. And, we had a lot of fun on Cut to the Chase Radio talk show today about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, there's so much fodder with this character. And when he finally does use big words like egregious and stuff like that, clearly, that's way out of his wheelhouse. Any words more than 5 letters is out of his wheelhouse, except for Scaramucci, of course.
Yeah, but I bet he can't spell it.
Well, and now he doesn't get to use it anymore either. He doesn't need it. But
yeah, that's true. I think watching elected officials all across the United States from the Republican side of the aisle distance themselves from Donald Trump in 2018 and then again in 2020. We may actually have Mr. Pence run for president.
Well, and let me ask you this. Do you think he'll make it to 2020?
I think the president might.
Do you really?
I think he might.
You got many factors there. Like he's flaky enough just to quit or go to jail, or get indicted, or resign, or get impeached. I mean, there's lots of moving parts here. I mean, there's so much going against him, and he doesn't seem to be making any more friends. It's like you're just figuring that, I mean, he's defending himself right now is all he's doing. There's no progress or even attempts at progress going on. I don't know how that could be going on for another year and a half. Well, 3.5 years would be.
Yeah, no, I think he might make it. But then again, it depends upon what happens in the Russian investigation, how many times he has to pardon everybody on his staff in his family, and then how many times he has to pardon Joe Arpaio, and that kind of stuff. I mean,
but let me ask you this. Mueller's going to find something with the Russian investigations. I mean, the way he's, you know, protecting his opinion or his sides of Putin and all that whole group, all reflects or all shows, I believe, that he had, you know, collusion with them. So I just don't see how he can get out of that. I mean, it's not like, no, none of that happened. Something's going to come of that, and I think... they say it may take over a year to accumulate all the information they need.
Right. But
I think that will happen.
Let me ask you this. If the investigation does uncover stuff,
Yeah. Do
you think that the Republican Congress will vote to impeach?
Well, I guess it would depend on how they feel about Mike Pence. And I would think that they would have less of a struggle with VP Pence, wouldn't you think?
I agree, unless they find out that VP Pence was involved.
Well, yeah.
Because he was part of the campaign, and you can't tell me that the Trump-Pence campaign kept Pence out of the loop.
Well, I hope so, because I don't like that guy either. And I guess what would that go down to then? Paul Ryan,
something like that.
I know why I am, because he wants to get rid of Social Security and anything, Medicare, Medicaid, and anything else. And that's an ugly story, too.
Right.
But by the time we get close to any of that sort of thing, then we might be able to flip the Senate and the House. It has to be done. I mean, working folks and everything, we're all on, you know, I think that's part of the hate thing going on here. Is since Reagan and wages have stagnated, and of course corporations don't have to pay their fair share of taxes and lower their taxes, so they got more power and more money, and here we are 35 years later, wages and stuff. The only people out there fighting for people's wages are the unions.
Right.
We're the only ones.
Right.
And
we have to continue that fight, and we have to continue to educate people on how to engage in that fight, too. But when it's all said and done, you know, Jim, we're seeing more and more people stand up. We saw more and more people stand up for the health care issue. They called their congressmen. They called their senators. They kept doing it. They showed up at the events. They held rallies, so on and so forth. You turn around, and we saw what happened in Centerville or Charlottesville. And we've now seen that people are willing to stand up there too. And when there was when that poor girl was murdered, people all across the United States stood up.
Yep.
So I've got a lot of faith. But in the meantime,
yeah, and I think the town halls and stuff like that. I've been to 7 town halls. And these things are stuffed. So I think the worm is turning a little bit because it has to. The same old is not working, and we got to stand up for all people.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, Jim, we got to get going. How do we find out more about you and Cut to the Chase Radio?
Well, simply Jim Chase, J-I-M-C-H-A-S-E, on Facebook. That'll get to me, and that's good enough, buddy.
There you go. Jim, we'll talk to you again soon. Jim Chase, Cut to the Chase Radio. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.